Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, July 17th, 2012 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We got a diary today by Jim about the Yahoo password leak, where he is looking at, well, the password choices of people. The very typical sort of top 10 passwords like password, welcome, query, monkey. Now, the password length on average is actually not that bad. Most people pick an 8-character long password, so that's not really the problem, but people do tend to pick simple dictionary words. And again, of course, the real problem here is also password sharing. And that's a little bit hard to guess using just one password dump. But given that we get the same top 10 essentially for every password dump, that kind of infers that people use the same password over and over. But then again, we don't have a password leak today to talk about, which maybe is actually news in itself almost these days. But well, let's talk about a different kind of failure of secrecy, and that's handcuff keys. Now, you may know that most standard handcuffs open all with the same key. It's a very simple key, which actually makes it somewhat realistic to essentially open handcuffs with a bent paperclip. Now, to fix that, there are a couple of companies that came up with proprietary key formats. However, the problem they have is, well, just like with passwords, sharing of keys. They don't want to come up with different keys for different handcuffs, so essentially each manufacturer has one proprietary key pattern that's being used for all handcuffs that they manufacture. There's a simple practical reason for that, that you know, as a prisoner, for example, in a police department is handed from officer to officer, you don't want to have to pass the key along with that, and you don't want to mix up keys and handcuff pairings. Now, the way they try to protect these proprietary key patterns is essentially just by limiting who can get one of these keys. But as was demonstrated at the HOPE conference this week, it's really easy with some simple plastic manufacturing tools to actually replicate those key patterns, because they're very trivial key patterns to replicate. So this is yet another sort of failure of secrecy through essentially legal enforcement. I guess they could patent that key and then essentially outlaw the marketing of replacement keys. And last week, I reported that Symantec antivirus users had issues with a particular antivirus update that caused systems to blue screen. Now, Symantec now published the sort of backstory behind that, and the problem was that encryption drivers, so disk encryption drivers, caused a conflict with this particular antivirus update that then caused the system to crash. And Google made it a little bit harder in Chrome to install extensions from third-party websites. Now, in Chrome, you may install extensions from Google's extension store, but you can also download them from third-party websites. So a website can offer an extension to you, and then you'll be asked to install it. This has been abused in the past because what you see as a user is just essentially sort of a message on the page saying, do you approve the installation of this particular extension? And that has been abused, for example, by fake antivirus. In order to prevent this, Google Chrome now requires that the user actually goes to the extension page in Chrome and installs it from there to essentially make it a little bit harder to sort of fake these warning messages. And while we're talking about Thrive by exploits, WebSense is reporting that the infamous black hole exploit kit is now including the latest Java vulnerability that has been fixed by Oracle in June's patch for Java. This is CVE 2012-17-23. And talking about Oracle patches, don't forget, today is Oracle's Patch Tuesday. Oracle promises 88 new security fixes for its various products. We usually don't cover them, there are just too many of them, and they don't apply necessarily to all of the products. So there will be some for database, some for Solaris, some for MySQL, and then of course some for Java. Well, this is it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.